everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 145. I am Neil C.
I'm Annalise.
How are you doing, Christmas Angel?
I'm good. Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve. Well, whenever people listen to this, it'll probably be, maybe some people will listen to it on Christmas Eve, but it could be Merry Christmas, it could be Happy Hanukkah.
Happy New Year,
you never know. It could be whatever. So happy holidays to everybody. Merry Christmas if you celebrate that. Whatever you celebrate, enjoy it. If you don't celebrate anything, enjoy it anyway.
Also, maybe people have a long drive tonight. Maybe they have to drive to the families and they want some company. Maybe we're hanging out. If we're hanging out, hi.
Maybe they have to drive away from the families.
Also that. Maybe they got to go. Hey, we're wearing the same shirt.
Oh, are we? Oh.
That's funny.
We are.
Wearing the Got Downloads shirt.
Yeah, that's funny.
And that's from a mountain biking podcast?
Yes, of which I haven't seen in the sphere for a long time. So I don't know if there's still, I don't know what's going on there.
You guys. You guys do a good shirt.
Did a decent podcast and articles too, but oh well. So it goes. It happens.
Could what you your... possibly put the lid on my coffee cup tighter?
Yeah. What are your plans for Christmas?
I'm going to spend it with you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Obviously today is Christmas Eve and we're going over to your family's
this
house.
This one doesn't like to be on the cup.
Oh.
Is this not the correct lid?
Well, I thought all the lids and cups were interchangeable.
Well, better talk to some. Yeah, this one does not like
defective.
To be here.
Defective.
Maybe that's why it leaked. So yeah. I would say drink it like that.
Okay.
Well, now that that's taken care of.
Sorry about that. I had a cup malfunction.
Because today is an early recording since it is Christmas Eve.
Saturday.
We normally record later, but we have plans with family for Christmas Eve. And we were going to record last night, but instead we watched The Suicide Squad.
We did.
Because we were like, screw the podcast.
No, not screw it. Just dicking. We can do it tomorrow.
We were just dicking it. Is that what you said?
No.
Just dicking?
Nope.
What'd you say?
I said, I did not use any of those words.
What did you say, though?
I said, we did not say screw it.
I don't think that.
That's exactly what I said. You're going to listen back now.
So you are drinking. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a mocha with added coconut coffee to it. It's delicious.
And I am drinking a delicious Powerade Zero Blue.
Your current obsession.
Mixed berry.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about obsession it before.
It's a very natural drink.
Yes, I can tell by the electric blue color.
Yes. Very healthy.
Supernatural. Supernatural, maybe, but not.
Yeah, super. Oh, I have my nose is ready.
Uh-oh, do you need tissue? There's a tissue up there on the thing, on the stuff.
Oh, I'll use one of these.
What?
I'll use this.
Oh, no.
All right. I'll use one here.
Okay, there perfect. There's a tissue box right there.
Yeah, but that's there, and I'm here.
Do you want me to grab it? No, I'm almost close enough.
No, that's good.
Zero.
No, it's fine.
Get tissue.
So we realized, too, when we podcast, obviously the dogs are in here chewing bones, and it makes a lot of noise. We apologize for that. But realized why they do it is because it's freaking cold outside. They don't want. They'd normally be outside chewing bones.
Right.
But now they're like, no, we're going to hang out with you.
It was,
Oh, and here they come.
30 degrees this morning when we got up. So,
which is cold for here.
Cold for Napa, California.
Craziness.
Anyways. Let's talk, since we already kind of started, should we just talk about our Christmas Eve plans and stuff? We're going to go see family. And we did a big shopping trip this morning. Went to the Target. And we are sorry to report that we're assuming that Kathy, no longer our Target lady, is no longer there. Because she hasn't been there in, it's been like almost 2 months. And
she may have died. We don't know.
Well, hopefully not.
She was old.
Maybe she just, she had been talking about leaving the job. You know, of just like retiring altogether.
She may have just left the earth.
Well, maybe, but let's not assume that.
we don't
know.
We just
miss our Target lady. So,
Kathy,
hope you're
pour one
there.
Out for you, homie. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Dear love.
And we don't know that. So,
I wanted to say something about the podcast.
Okay.
I am going to, we are going to, although you don't know this. So, I don't name our episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I do the description of the podcast where the name goes so that when it's on our app, it like scrolls the description because I thought that was neat.
I like that part because when it helps me when I go back to have to like list stuff, it helps me just look at the description. So
right. But I'm thinking I might start naming the episodes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
But we're going to keep the numbers because that's helpful.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll always be numbers. Yeah, I like the numbers. I like numbers because then when I when I'm listening to other podcasts,
I want to make sure I'm going in order.
Not only in order, but if they're like on podcast 300 and then I'm listening to podcast 98, obviously it was a long time ago, which is fine. I don't mind going back through the catalog, but I like to know that's going to happen.
Right.
It sometimes fries my tree when I'm listening to a podcast and then they're like, oh, and freaking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure came out this week. And I'm like, seriously? I don't need to listen
to this.
That's
a really old podcast.
Yeah, a really old podcast. They were podcasting before podcasts were podcasts.
Apparently.
So anyway, that's some news. I might be naming them. I don't know why I'm announcing that on the podcast.
I don't.
But it was very important to me.
Okay. I really like the description bar thingy, though, because it helps me find them. And you know what's really helpful for is the favorite five. Because I like to make sure we're not repeating favorite fives and stuff.
Well,
there
will still be a description. It's just in the first tag. It'll still be... We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it. We'll break it down. There will still be a
description. I'm not stopping the description. Just right. In the actual podcast name area will just be.
It's just when it scrolls through on the app.
And I think
that's where I look because it's the easiest way to find it.
But the way I may do it, it may still do that. It'll just be a separate podcast name. But who? I don't know.
We'll figure it out. Now we'll let you guys know.
I'm sure the names will be ridiculous. People don't like the names. We'll go back to what we were doing. You let us know. We are here for you. Not really. We're here for ourselves, but. We're happy you listen. We'd be there for you if you asked. Like if you said, hey, could you podcast specifically for me? Mm-hmm. I'd say, sure. What do you want us to talk about? And then you'd say this. And then we'd do a podcast specifically for you.
All right. We have gotten some requests to talk about certain topics. So,
yeah.
Which we have.
And if you want to chat with us, feel free to email us or call us.
Right.
darkangelsandprettyfreaks@gmail.com or the phone number.
Which we don't have on hand right now.
I think it's 774-DAPF-713.
It's also on our website, so it's
whatever.
darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com.
Oh, there we go.
You can hit the contact button there. But I was talking about Target because I was trying to segue into getting a new pair of flannel sheets for the bed.
Oh,
on sale. Christmas sheets on sale. It's a good day.
There's a lot of people shopping today.
It was very, very busy for Christmas Eve morning. Not that it normally... Isn't
at
that
8:30
way?
8:30 a.m.
Right, but it was super early and super busy. And the lady at the grocery store that you were talking to said,
"Oh, because we went to turn in our coins.
Oh, yes,
for ducats.
We turned in our change, and it was hilariously way more money than we thought it was going to be.
Well, it's not that much, but we thought it was going to be like $25, and it was $100.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a lot more. Like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know, maybe like $25. You're like, oh, like I don't know. I was thinking like
maybe
30 or 35, and then it's like counting up into like." The 60s, then the 80s. I was like, wow, I was really, I am absolutely no judge of change, apparently. No judgment.
we roll pretty hardcore when we do our change counting because we're too big time to count it ourselves. So we go to one of those Coinstar machines and we're like, you
too
count it machine.
Yeah, we're lazy. Lazy.
No, I don't, I'm not. I just don't, I don't play
You
that
don't do
game.
That?
No.
Right.
It's below me.
Mm-hmm. So, it's what you?
Below. Mm. Blow me.
Yes, I got it.
So we freaking cashed it in, and we're heading to Reno the day after Christmas just to kind of, actually to get some sleep away from the dogs, pretty much, and maybe catch a cheesy show. So this is a little gambling money. We're going big time. We're going to go into the high limits.
That's hilarious, because that's exactly why we go to Reno, to get some rest. Yeah.
I'm going to put all of it on red or black. I'm going to put half on each.
Right.
And that'll be the one
50-50
time.
50-50 shot.
It'll be the one time. Well, it's a 49-49 shot because there's a one time it'll land on green.
Oh, okay.
That would be it. I'll put a dollar on green.
Right.
If it lands on green, freaking set. Well, that's a good way to do it. You put like 50 on black and then a dollar on the green just in case, the double zero.
Okay.
I'm not really going to do that.
No, I probably not.
But we do ball hardcore when we count coins because we don't count them. There's machines for that.
And we only do it like every 2 years. So
we're so hardcore, we'll pay the 10.9%.
It is 10.9%. Yeah.
Honey Badger, don't give a fuck. Honey Badger, don't count coins.
I think that some man came up and was like watching us do the coins.
Some
and then
man?
There was a man. And then like we kind of turned around and he was like standing there. And then he was like, so they take a percentage of that? Like he had questions. And we're like,
He's like, because that seems better than the bank. I'm like, I guess. I don't think the bank counts them for you.
The bank does not. You have to roll them.